Time to talk some rugby and the Waratahs. They haven't had the greatest start of the season, but I tell you what, Loz, in certain patches, they have shown some glimpses that there is some good footy on the horizon. One of their forwards is Jed Holloway. He joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Morning, Jed.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, two losses from two starts, Jed, to start the season. What is the feeling like ahead of the Rebels tomorrow night?
The feeling's been good, mate. As you said, there hasn't been the ideal start, but you know, there's a lot of promise in this squad. You know, we've got Angus Bell, who's going to be the youngest ever New South Waratahs, prop debuting tomorrow night in the starting lineup. I just seen Marky Mark on the wing in the first two rounds has been fantastic. So. Ideally, you know, not the results we wanted, but, you know, there's a huge amount of excitement in the squad and, you know, it's our first home derby of the season, so we're building towards that and the week's preparation has been really good.
What's the areas that the coach continually drives throughout the week and in particular after the opening two game losses? What's Rob Penny, your coach, keep drilling into you this week about what you need to do well?
I think the biggest disappointment from our first two games has been our defence. And that's been purely because, you know, Steve Tandy was a huge part of our off-season and pre-season here, and he moved on to bigger and better things. And you know, Phil has come in and filled those shoes, and he's done a great job, but he's just trying to implement his own views on things whilst also still trying to consist with some of Steve's stuff. So there's still a bit of grey around that area.
Yep.
So this week purely we've just sort of tried to break it right back down to basics in terms of D and focus on that, because as Laurie knows, in a state v state game it's going to come down to physicality and mentality around your defence, and that's one thing that we're really focusing on this week. And then also with Rob's sort of mentality as a New Zealand coach, he's massive on skill as well. And as you've seen in games, it's been good in patches. It's not been up to the scratch to win these games. So we're building. Hopefully we get results.
Sounds like there's a bit of fire there, Jed. You're back in the... Don't say sorry. We love it. We want you to be fired up. We'd rather you be fired up than not. You're back in the starting side, and you're at the back of the scrum, and you do play a very physical game. At some times, though, you are on the edge of the whistle. Is that in the back of your mind, or do you just go, look, we're going to go hard here, and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, you know, it is in my game to be on the edge of the whistle. The people who know me know that I'm completely not like that away from footy. I'm a very relaxed bloke, but I love that side of the game, and I love being in the middle of things. And we've got a few boys who are also like that, like Lockie Swinnan, as you've heard of. And a few of these young guys coming through, they all love that tough stuff and love that bit of niggle. You know, discipline is a huge thing, though. So it's finding that balance where you're either playing with the opposition or you're affecting your own team by getting a penalty against you. So it's just having that mentality to make sure you're disciplined in that area, but also stamping your sort of dominance.
Well, I was going to say, what's your nickname, mate? Because we know that Lockie Swinton's called Mad Dog. Have you got one around the traps?
No, mate. I've got nothing around here. I'm just known as Jed. It's kind of hard to put a name on that one.
Hey, Jed, we had your coach on the program last week, Rob Penny, and we found him very insightful. And I'm sure you guys have found him doing a great job there as well. How's his approach different to some of the other coaches that you've had, or is he sort of same as Darryl Gibson? Where is Rob at, and how successful do you believe he will be with the Waratahs?
Hey, Rob's doing a great job. He's really brought this attacking mentality to our game, and I like to think of him as quite of a visionary and an attacker that he's really, really willing to try new things. He's really willing to hear from his players and hear from if we're buying into it or not. And he's really willing to also grow the attacking game plan. And you know, as you can see, when we have rolled phases together, you know, it's been working for us. So, you know, as you said, that Rob is a very passionate rugby man, and that's really pushed off on our group. And the boys are really buying in. But as I alluded to earlier, we've just got such a young squad and a young amount of blokes, it may just take a bit of time for it all to come together.
Yeah, you mentioned one of those young boys before, Angus Bell, 19 years of age, and gets an opportunity to pack down in the front row. It wouldn't have been an easy decision to start a young man like Angus, but what would have made the coaching staff make that decision to go with him?
I think just his physical ability. Like, he's a genuine freak of nature, to be honest with you. He's lifting probably the most out of the front rowers in the gym. He can vertical jump like a back rower. He's probably one of our fastest forwards in our squad as well. And, you know, he can ball carry and he can play with the ball. And I think Rob's seen that ability at training and then in the small tastes of rugby that he's had. And you know, why not throw him in? We've had a couple of losses. We do need a change up there. We do need something new. And a 19-year-old physical specimen like Belly could offer something that we need on Friday night.
Mate, the Tars will host the Chiefs at Wynn Stadium on Friday the 6th of March. That's your local park or a local park for you. Mate, have you already been collecting the friends and family tickets from teammates to pack out Wynn?
I've been putting tabs on a lot of teammates to get those tickets ready to go. I can't wait to play down at Wynn Stadium. I hope the southerly isn't blowing there because it could be a tough day right on the beach there for southerly Howland. But I'm really looking forward to a great night down there. I've got a lot of family and friends that are hanging out for that game and pencils in. And then, you know, hopefully we get a win and we can all get in the sheds after and celebrate.
Yeah, it's a tough one with the conditions, though, when you want to try and play an attacking brand of football. Like last weekend up there in Newcastle and again this weekend in Wollongong. Do you have to play a little bit more conservative then with that weather? I know you still want to play with your skills, but, you know, when you're trained to do that, but the conditions on the night will dictate how you're going to play.
It is, and that's a funny one because on the weekend, we mentioned that, and obviously the weather was torrential leading up to that game. But when we actually got out on the field, the weather wasn't all that bad. Like the rain has sort of settled down a bit. There wasn't too much wind, but we still continue to play that conservative sort of game plan. Like,
yep.
I think our two attacking players, we keep the ball away, and just. We didn't sort of play what was in front. I think that's what Rob sort of took as a learning for our young 5'8", Will Harrison, and others in our back line is to play what's on offer in front of you and just to read that because, you know, you can have a game plan all week, but if it does change, like whatever the pitcher shows in front of you on a football field, that's got to we've got to attack that pitcher and. You know, even if it's torrential rain all day and then the sun comes out, you know what Sydney weather's like and it could be perfect. We got to adapt and I think that's what the growth in our game is, just that adaptability and just being able to play what's in front of us.
Jed, we talk about pathways for young guys coming through and young girls playing rugby, but especially for the guys, I mean, you went over to Ireland and played in the off-season. You played for Munster. Firstly, what was that like? Would you like to see more opportunities for Australian players to keep broadening their rugby horizons? And I guess the back-end question also, too, are you going to commit to Australia or are you thinking about maybe going back to Europe? Is the Guinness too nice?
The Guinness was very nice. I can't deny that. But, look, you know, I was granted a huge opportunity by the Waratahs, and the ARU to go over and experience Munster and be a part of a great club, which is Munster. And I had a fantastic time. I would have liked to play a bit more. I only played 5 games, most of them off the bench. But, you know, I learned a hell of a lot off the coaches there. Stephen Larkin's over there as well. So I got to, you know, learn a lot off him. And just a different type, it's a different game over there. You know, you do learn how to play in the wet and you learn the tough stuff. You learn how to scrum, you learn how to maul, because that's a religion to them over there. So as a pathway, you know, I think I really enjoyed it. I come back with a hell of a lot more knowledge around that sort of stuff, and I feel like it grew me as a player. But, you know, I think for a guy who is around my age, 27, turning 28, oh God, that sounds bad coming out of my mouth. I'm still old now. But, yeah, I think it is a potential good pathway because I did learn a hell of a lot. But, you know, I'm here for the next 2 years and I'm fully committed to playing at the Tars and help growing these young blokes because we've got a hell of a lot of potential here and it's exciting. And, you know, I'm more than happy to pass on some knowledge or pass on, help out wherever, help them learn from my mistakes that I made when I was coming up and turn them into the players that I think we all know they can be.
All right, Jed, good luck against the Rebels tomorrow night, and you can watch that live on Fox. And then you're back at Bankwest on Feb 28. You host the Lions. Of course, you've got the bye, though, after this Rebels match, and we'll no doubt hopefully pack out Bankwest later in the month. Thanks, Jed.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Appreciate it, lads.